السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that all of you have had a wonderful week إن شاء الله. Today we are going to start off with the tajweed of our lesson from Surah Al-A'raf, mashallah, starting from ayah number 57, and then our lesson will go on until ayah number 60. So we'll start first with our recitation of these ayahs from ayah 57, and then inshallah we will move on to the tajweed analysis of these verses. So inshallah, we'll begin first with the recitation from the start of this lesson, ayah number 57.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهو الذي يرسل الرياح بشرا بين يدي رحمته حتى إذا أقلت سحابا ثقالا سقناه لبلد ميت فأنزلنا به الماء فأخرجنا به من كل الثمرات كذلك نخرج الموتى لعلكم تذكرون والبلد الطيب يخرج نباته بإذن ربه والذي خبث لا يخرج إلا نكدا كذلك نصرف الآيات لقوم يشكرون لقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فقال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره إني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم عظيم قال الملأ من قومه إنا لنراك في ضلال مبين.
Inshallah, that is going to be our lesson, ayah number 57 to ayah number 60. Now we will move back to the beginning of our ayahs and inshallah take a look at some of the tajweed rules that appear within this lesson. So starting from ayah number 57, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ. So we are starting here with the word وَهُوَ الَّذِي, and then here ذَال is going to be a word that is pronounced with the tongue coming in between the two teeth. As we have learned before, this letter does not have the same pronunciation as the letter ZA. So ذَال and ZA are going to be two different words with two different مخارج. For the letter ZA, the teeth will come in contact with each other. But for the letter ذَال, which is the one that appears here, the tongue must come in between the teeth. So we are going to make an effort that inshallah, as we say this letter, we are going to have the teeth coming between, come in between the teeth. And this is going to give it more of a TH sound. So it should not sound like a Z because that is a different letter. So we are going to make sure that we are saying this letter with the correct makharij, and that is going to be with the tongue coming in between the teeth. And this is going to be a two count med as well. Yur silu, ra here is going to be heavy. We have the letter dhamma, and then the ra itself has a sukun. So when this occurs, then the ra is going to be heavy. Ra is also a letter of tawassut, meaning that we are going to rest a little bit on this letter. And because ra has something called takreer, meaning that there is going to be a little bit of a rolling of the sound, we are going to spend a bit of time on this and then allow the sound to truly travel throughout the tongue. Yur, yur. So you can hear there's a little bit of that roll. We are resting on this letter and this letter is heavy. So try to include all of these sifat as we are reading this letter. Yursilur riyaha. Ra in this case is going to be light because it has a kasra. However, it does have a shadda. It does have takreen, meaning that you are going to roll that sound around just a little bit. However, this time it is going to be light. Yursil. Riyaha, ra here is going to be light. Ya is going to be a two count med, pull this for two counts. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. So this is a letter that is going to have a lot of hems. It has a lot of air that is going to be put in between this letter. And we are going to make sure that it is coming from the middle of the throat and not the lower throat. So the lower throat is going to be ha. And then this is ha. So this is coming from the middle of the throat. There's going to be a lot of pressure and you should feel a little bit of warm air as you say this letter. So do make sure that there is constriction of the throat when you say this letter. Bushram bayna yaday. Sheen is going to have to fashi. The sound is going to spread just a little bit. Ra here in this case is going to be heavy because it has fatha. The letter after ra is going to be ba, and ra has a tanween, fathatain, two fatha tanween. The next letter is ba, meaning that this fathatain is going to have the rule of iqlab. Now very easily we can see that there is that small meme on top of the ra. And this is an excellent indication that this is going to be a letter of iqlab. Iqlab means that we are going to switch or change the letter from the letter noon to the letter meme. So the makhraj of the noon is going to get switched to the meme. Bushran bayna. So instead of saying bushran bayna, this is now with a noon, we are going to say it with a meme. Bushran bayna. And this is going to make that transition from the meme to the ba much smoother. Because meme and ba both have the same makharij, which is from the lips, the shafatain, it is going to make it much easier to make this transition rather than switching from noon, which has the makharij of the tongue, to the letter ba, which has the makharij of the lips. So this is going to be that switch that we are making from meme to ba. If you do not remember the rules, you can simply look at that letter meme and that should be a reminder that this is going to be iqlab. Bushram bayna. Bay is going to be madlin, maddan ma 1.5. Yaday, this is again going to be madlin, maddan ma 1.5. Rahmate, ra here is going to be heavy. Ha is again going to be from the middle of the throat, has a lot of humps, a lot of air that is going to come on this letter. Rahmate. So here we have the other ha. This ha is going to be from the lower throat. So we have ha from the middle of the throat, ha from the lower throat. And there is going to be a very stark difference between these two. Rah, deh. So one is going to be a lot higher up, a lot more breathy. And the other one, the other ha, is going to be closer to the chest, more like a sigh. And because we are stopping here, ha is going to have sukun, ha has hems. Make sure that you are giving it plenty of air so that we're not dropping this letter. So we will not be saying rahmate. And we don't hear that ha. So rahmate. So give it a lot of air, bring it up from that chest. Now because I have stopped here, I did give it a sukun. However, if you are continuing, this is going to be a two count med. Rahmatihi hatta. Two count med, this is going to be madsila sughra. Because I have stopped here, then I am going to just make this a sukun. If you are continuing, you can read that as a two count med. Hatta ida, this is going to be a four count med. This is going to be med jaiz munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. Pull this for four counts. Ida aqallat, again, this is going to be a four count med. And again, this is going to be med jaiz munfasil because the med and the hamza are again within two separate words. So four count med, four count med. Hatta, ida, aqallat. Both of these are four counts. أقلت قاف is going to be heavy. That here is going to have hems, so make sure that you do give proper hems here. أقلت. Just give it a little bit of air as we say this letter. سحاباً from the middle of the throat. سحاباً ثقالت. So here this is going to be إخفاء. Make sure that you are hiding this noon ساكن within the مخرج of the next letter, which is ثا. ثقالاً قاف is going to be heavy. ثقالاً سقنا. This is again going to be إخفاء. سقناه قاف is going to have قلقلة. It has a little bit of that bounce, so make sure that you are giving a bit of that recoil on this letter. قاف is also a permanently heavy letter. It is part of خصة ضغط كلف, so we are going to make sure that we are raising the back of the tongue as we say this letter. نا is going to be a two-count med. سقناه لبلد ميت. This is going to be إدغام. We have a نون ساكن followed by the letter ميم, which is one of the letters of إدغام. يرملون لبلد ميت. Ya here has a shadda. The makhraj of the letter ya is going to be the tongue coming up towards the roof of the mouth with a little bit of pressure. Because there is a shadda here, try to increase that pressure by a little bit. Mayitin. And then here this is again going to be ikhfa. Mayitin fa'anzalna. Noon sakin again going to be ikhfa. Lam has tawassut. Na is going to be a two-count med. Bihilma'a. This is going to be a four-count med. This is mad wajib muttasil because the mad and the hamza are within that same word. So this is a four-count mad. فَأَخْرَجَنَا خَا is going to be heavy and then ra is going to be heavy as well. Jim here is going to have a qalqala. That means that there is going to be a little bit of a bounce on this letter. The letters of qalqala are qutub jad, qaf ta ba, jim dal. So jim here has a sukoon, therefore it is going to have a qalqala as well. So just give it a little bit of that bounce, a little bit of that recoil. Na is going to be a two-count med. Bihi ha is going to be a two-count med. Min kulli, this is going to be ikhfa. Noon sakin followed by one of the ikhfa letters. Min kulli thamarat. And then here, ra is going to be heavy. It is a two-count med. Ta is going to have hem. So just rest on this letter and allow a little bit of air to escape throughout the teeth. Min kulli thamarat. You can hear there's a little bit of that air that's coming out even after we have said that letter. And then here, كَذَلِكَ نُخْرِجُ. That is going to be a two-count med. نُخْ خَا is going to be heavy. رَا in this case is light because it has a كَسْرَ. نُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَ. لَام has تَوَسُّط. Rest on this letter for a little bit. مَوْ is مَدْلِين. مَدْلِين مَا 1.5. تَا is a two-count med. لَعَلَّكُمْ. مِيم has تَوَسُّط. تَذَكَّرُونَ. Ra here is going to be heavy. والبلد الطيب. Lam again has توسط. بلد الطيب. Ta is going to be heavy. It is part of خصة ضغط كلف, which is one of the permanently heavy letters. يخرج. Kha again heavy. Ra is heavy. نباته. Ba is a two-count med. Hu is a two-count med. بإذن ربه. Ra here is going to be heavy. It has a fatha. Because I am stopping here, ha is going to have a sukun, and ha also is a letter of hams, meaning there is going to be quite a lot of air on this letter, especially since it has sukun. Rabbih. And make sure this is coming down from the chest. Give it a little bit of that breathiness, and this is going to be low in the throat. Walladhi khabutha. Kha is going to be heavy, part of khusa daghtin kilf. La, two-count med. يخرجو, خوا is heavy. را is heavy. إلا, two-count med. نكيدا. Da here is going to be a two-count med العواد. This is when we have فتحتين. We will convert the تنوين into a two-count med only if we are stopping. So if we are continuing, I will say نكيدا كذلك with an إخفاء. But because I have stopped, I will make this a two-count med. نكيدا, two-count med. كذلك, that is a two-count med. نصرف, صاد is going to be heavy. And then ra here is light. نصرف الآيات. لام has توسط. آ is a two-count med. يا is a two-count med. لقوم, قاف is going to be heavy. This is مدلين مدن ما. قومي يشكرون. This is going to be إدغام. We have a نون ساكن followed with one of the letters of إدغام, which is يرملون. So we are going to merge this together. لقومي يشكرون. Ra here is going to be heavy. Laqad qaf is going to be heavy. Dal has qalqala. Arsalna ra is going to be heavy. It also has tawassut. Salna lam has tawassut. So rest on this letter as well. Nuh to count med. Nuhan ila. This is going to be idhar. We have a noon sakin followed by the letter hamza, which is one of the throat letters. Whenever we have a noon sakin followed with a throat letter, that noon sakin is pronounced very clearly. We do not merge or hide. So this is going to be idhar. Nuhan ila to count med. Qawmihi. Qaf is going to be heavy. This is medlin, medzen, mat 1.5. Mihi. This is a two count med. Faqala. This is a two count heavy med. Qala ya qawmi. Ya is a two count med. Qaf here is going to be heavy. And this is medlin, medzen, mat. Qawmi'budullah. Ayn is going to have tawassut. And this is going to roll in the throat. This is a letter that appears in the middle of the throat, so you are going to feel quite a bit of constriction. So make sure that you are allowing it to roll in the throat and give it that proper time because it does have tawassut. Budullaha, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. Ma is a two count med. Lakum min, this is going to be idgham. Min noon sakin is going to have idhar. Again, we have a throat letter, so that noon sound is going to be pronounced clearly. Min ilahin, la is going to be a two count med. Ilahin ghayruh, again two count med in la, and then hin ghayruh, this is going to be idhar. Noon sakin followed by one of the throat letters. Ru, ra here is going to be heavy. Ruhu inni, this is going to be a four count med. This is going to be madzila kubara. So we see that there is that ha dhamir, ha with a dhamma followed by the letter hamza. So this is going to be a four count med. Inni, this is again going to be a four count med. This is going to be madja is munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. Akhafu, kha is going to be heavy. Alaykum, this is going to be rain from the middle of the throat followed by lay, which is medlin, medzen mat 1.5. Kum, mim has tawassut. Adaba, this is going to be a two count med. Yawmin, this is going to be medlin, medzen mat. Yawmin, azim, this is going to be idhar. So we have the noon sakin followed by one of the throat letters. Allah is going to be heavy. Qala, qaf here is going to be heavy, and this is going to be a two count med. Qala al-mala'u, lam has tawassut. Rest on this letter for just a moment. Mala'u min qawmihi, this is going to be ikhfa. So we have noon sakin followed by one of the ikhfa letters. So this is going to have that noon sakin, and it's going to be hidden within the qaf. And because qaf is one of the heavy letters, then that ikhfa is going to be heavy as well. Min qawmihi. So hide this within that letter and then make sure that qaf is heavy as well as the ikhfa. Qaw, this is matlin, madzan, mat 1.5. Mihi inna, this is going to be a four count med. This is matsila kubra because we have that ha tamir and then followed by one of the letters which is hamza. So this is going to be a four count med. You can also see that there is that small sign of that ya with the med on top. This is also a good indication that this is going to be med sila. And it is kubara because it is a four count med due to the hamza. Inna is a two count med. Lana raka, ra is going to be a two count med. This is a heavy med because ra is heavy in this case due to the fatha. Lana raka. Fi, two count med, dalalin, dal is going to be heavy. It is part of khussa, daqtin, qid, which are the permanently heavy letters. La is going to be a two count med, dalalim, mubin, this is going to be idgham. We have a tanween followed by one of the letters of idgham, which are yarmalun. And yanmu, these are the letters of idgham with ghunna, meaning that you are going to merge them together and then spend a bit of time on this inside of the nose. Dalalim, mubin. Make sure that you are spending a bit of time and going up into the nose and properly saying the idgham of this letter. Mubin, we end here on a four count med, and then noon here is going to have tawassut. So inshallah, that is our lesson for this week, ayah number 57 to ayah number 60. And then inshallah, in the next class, we will continue from ayah number 61. So we'll end here and move on to the tafsir portion of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.